Hello and welcome to this somewhat cheesy podcast by John McAleer. This podcast will reflect on fasting as a religious concept and will examine an implication of presenting this in the classroom. Ash Wednesday is the opening of 40 days of prayer, penance and charity that Christians call Lent, and a key part of penance includes fasting. Many of the great religions have something similar. Our Jewish neighbours fast on up to 6 days of the year, and our Islamic neighbours fast during the daylight hours in the month of Ramadan. Fasting is a very integral part of the Hindu religion, and individuals observe different kinds of fasts according to personal beliefs or local customs. Buddhist monks and nuns commonly do not eat after the noon meal. This isn't really considered a fast, but rather a discipline aiding meditation and good health. Overall, fasting is primarily the act of willingly abstaining from some or all food, drink, or both for a period of time. Most religions use periods of fasting and encourage it as a means of demonstrating faith or penitence and an opportunity for spiritual reflection. It is important to realise the intentions behind fasting and how its use can be distorted, particularly by young minds. Though it may not be the most practical or safest method, some people may use fasting as a means to lose weight. Fasting is not a recommended method of attempting to lose weight, yet many young people, and particularly young teenage girls, believe that fasting will help them to lose weight, and this leads to an eating disorder called anorexia. Fasting, in the spiritual sense, has never been about losing weight. And in a classroom setting, when presenting the ideas of fasting, one must stress that it is a means of demonstrating faith or penitence, and it's a way and an opportunity for spiritual reflection. It should never be excessive, and it should only be used with the permission of a parent or guardian.